It's a Saturday of the second week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. Today our Roman station is Santi Marcellino e Pietro, Marcellinus and Peter. Constantine the Great built this church on the Via Labicana, which runs in the same place now as it did in ancient times and with the same name, a church in honor of these martyrs, Marcellinus and Peter. He had his mother, St. Helena, buried here in a porphyry tomb. Pope Damasus says that he heard the story of their martyrdom from the lips of the executioner himself. We have 20 sermons by Pope Gregory the Great, who died in 604, which he preached in this ancient church. Like most churches, however, it underwent many restorations over the centuries. This one, however, was later entirely demolished and a new one finished in 1754. St. Peter of this pair was an exorcist. He was imprisoned during the persecutions of Diocletian, and he wound up converting his jailers. The priest Marcellinus then baptized them. Eventually, they were both beheaded. Their church was rebuilt in the 18th century by Benedict XIV, Papa Lambertini, wonderful pope, who also had work done on the Trevi Fountain and the facade of St. Mary Major. During the renovation work, an inscription was found which said that there had been a church here dedicated by Pope Cyriacus, who died in 398. It is possible that this pair of saints, who were probably not brothers, nevertheless influenced the Mass formulary in respect to the traditional readings. The first reading is about the brothers Esau and Jacob, while the second, the Gospel, is the parable of the prodigal son, which also features two brothers. Today is the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. Let us hear what Cardinal Bacci has to say about him. It is generally recognized that St. Thomas Aquinas was a great philosopher and theologian. The Cartesian philosopher Jourdain said of him that no other man had come so near to being infallible. The eclectic philosopher Cousin referred to the Summa Theologiae as one of the greatest masterpieces of human genius. Dante celebrated in immortal verse this wonderful synthesis of thought. When he canonized St. Thomas Aquinas, John the 22nd declared that every article he wrote was a miracle. One might say that St. Thomas Aquinas was raised up by God, for he gathered together the whole of human knowledge up to his own time and interpreted it in the new light of Christianity. He ordered it into a complete, compact body of philosophical and theological doctrine to serve as an impregnable defense against the errors of his own and later times. In spite of his greatness, however, Thomas of Aquin was a very humble man. There is a good deal of truth in Pascal's remark that a little knowledge makes the mind proud, but real wisdom makes it humble. We cannot all imitate the knowledge of St. Thomas Aquinas, but we should imitate his humility. St. Thomas Aquinas was not only a tireless student, but a man of unceasing prayer. He was accustomed to say that anything he ever learned was the result of prayer rather than study. In any case, as far as he was concerned, study and any other activity was a prayer. No matter what he was doing, his mind was absorbed with God. He died when he was about 50 years of age, but he was able to leave behind a masterpiece of human and divine wisdom which has probably never been surpassed. Everything which is good and beautiful comes from God. Even though our stature is far less than that of St. Thomas Aquinas, we must constantly nourish our desires and intentions with prayer and focus them on good objects. The Collect for St. Thomas Aquinas and the Vetus Ordo, used as a commemoration this day. Let us pray. O God, who dost enlighten thy church by the wonderful learning of thy blessed confessor Thomas, and quickenest her through his godly labors, grant unto thy people, we humbly beseech thee, ever to apprehend by their understanding what he teacheth, and in their life faithfully to practice the same. Oremus, Deus qui ecclesiam tuum beati tome confessoris tui mira eruditione clarificas, et sancta operatione fecundas, da nobis quaesimus, et quae docuit intellectu conspicere, et quae agit imitatione cumplere. Per Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.